Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 31, 1-5 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and for carving wood, to work in every craft.'" The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:27, "Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. From the beginning of time, God made each person unique. He created Adam and Eve unique in gender, and no doubt gifts and abilities." Paul's comparison of each person being a part of a body helps us to grasp the importance of being unique, yet the same. Being one body means our unique talents and abilities have unfettered access to the brain, or to God. When we look at an individual, we don't see individual parts, we see the whole. The toe and the elbow may contribute to a wonderful performance of the entire body, but naturally blend into the whole. Trying to be the recognized or prominent part destroys the whole. Enjoying the roles and responsibilities God created us to use is a blessing. In this world, there's no room or reason for jealousy or envy. Instead, we cheer each other on and hope and pray for the best. In this world, we celebrate diversity's oneness while enjoying the variety of gifts and talents. It's not that we all have to be the same, but we all have to be part of one body. Our goal is not to stand out so people recognize us. Our goal is to recognize the body of Christ, to see God in all of our actions. If I am watching somebody run a race, I'm not trying to watch their fingernail or their kneecap or their heel. I'm watching the person run the race. All those parts, if they operate correctly, will operate efficiently and artistically, yet never draw attention to themselves. I love how God has created diversity to be unified. He doesn't create us the same. He doesn't want us to be the same. He's given people talents that are all over the board. We need to enjoy what God has given us to do and the talents and abilities that He's gifted us with, and make sure that He always has unfettered access to our life. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.